everybody. Well, here we are, another CBS video show. Today is Friday, and we got the 11-11. Isn't that wonderful? And we're in 2016. So here we go. Bringing the energy your way today. So one, get rid of this 11-11 energy. Two, having peace. Three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that should help you out. And let's energize the light being or beings on your screen, bringing in peace energy. These are the males coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on in your life, we will help you with that. So think of something that's bothering you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That looks good. And let's bring our co-host on. So, Ann, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We know the date, and thank you, Ron, for clearing those numbers. It is Friday, and tomorrow is, I'll just start out with some important announcements, which is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron will start his 4-hour Ascension call. You can still sign up for that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It would be great if you could join us for 4 hours of healing on Creation Lightship, as well as a week's worth of water charging. And then Sunday is the 8-hour healing intensive that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Also can sign up for that right on Ron's website. Still join us for that or all three calls that are coming up the three consecutive Sundays. And then, of course, on November 19th, which is Saturday, a week away, Ron has a special call at 11, which is the, what are we doing that day, Ron? I just closed the pin
that's
call.
At 11 o'clock on Saturday, on
yes.
The 19th.
Yes. So that'll be a 2-hour call that costs $20, and you may pay for that by making a donation on Ron's website through the PayPal button, donation button. And then when we get closer, like next week, Wednesday at the earliest, I would say, or Thursday, Friday, Ron will then, you can send your receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will send you back the phone number you need and the PIN number you need to get on that call at 11 a.m. with us. So again, that's November 19th. Those live calls are really special and wonderful, so if you can possibly join us for those, that's really a terrific way. And if you're new to Ron's work, because he did just have an expo in New York, and we probably have new listeners, this is a wonderful way to get your feet wet to and really feel better in your body, because Ron takes these pins out of us that may have been in there since we were born. Right, Ron?
Yeah, it's true. There, you don't know how you get them. So today is the anniversary of the ending of World War One. So isn't that interesting that it's 11-11 day? Hello, everybody. So what would 11-11 mean? You know, you look at it, maybe, you know, let's go back when there is a war, you have a war, you don't really concentrate too much on casualties or whatever else. You're kind of focused, we'll just say if you're a soldier, on doing, killing people each day. That's what it amounts to. And then the war ends, and now you look back, and you look at maybe you're fighting for, let's just say, 6 months, okay? Now you look back and you go, man, I killed so many people, and I remember this event here and that event, and now how many people are dead in my whole hometown, and am I injured? And so all of a sudden, this is like maybe, you know, the aliens getting more energy off of everybody because they're now looking back on what they accomplished and what they have done as far as harm to people. And so it's a big day for, like, wow, you know, looking back on your life and introspection and stuff. and maybe yourself, why did I get involved with this? You know, I'm missing an arm now or something. So anyway, that was on 11-11. So you may want to kind of note that when you see your clock turning to 11-11. What does that mean to you? So we'll do a clearing for that. One, here we go. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, last night I did something that's a little different. A little hard to describe, but I'll try to describe it here. And we'll just see if you feel a change. So, we all know that aliens copy and paste timelines. And so what they have, they work in time. And where you want to be is out of time. But because when you're out of time, you still have source energy there. And the source energy kind of can be attached to the timeline because the aliens can use that light to attach their timelines to. So I think you're probably all following me. So even if you are in the now or you're trying to be in the now, these timelines can be copy and pasted on you. Then it activates your DNA and that whole scenario starts working. So last night what I did, and it was possibly on the 11-11 time, I'm not exactly sure when I did this. No, I was up about 4 o'clock or something also doing stuff. So this last night was nice that a lot of stuff happened. Well, I'll just describe this. So if you're in the present moment, and then all of a sudden the aliens attach and copy and paste time on you because you're in the present moment in source energy, and they can somehow attach it to you. So when you get out of source energy, out of the now, it's full-fledged blown up for you. It's technicolor, and you can see it. So what I did is I took away 5 of the source energies from number 7 to 12. I'm not saying that that's the exact order, but I took away 5 of them. That made it almost next to impossible for the aliens to copy and paste anything on people here and on the planet because there's no light. Source energy that was used to manifest the energies, which you would be using in the present moment, and also when you're in time, using light in a sense, because you are in both arenas at once sometimes, the arena of yourself copying or getting a copy and paste on you might be very, very hard. Not impossible. Because the darkness needed light to secure their timelines to something. That's how they were able to copy and paste. Because the light was there. So that light energy of that one particular frequency of those, let's say those 5 energies, are no longer active in you. So if you were attempting to manifest something, which you normally would do, find your parking place and using that law of cause and effect, you know, the secret and all the other crap that they talk about, if you try to put that manifestation of cause and effect into you now to manifest, it doesn't stick there. So you may say, gee, why can't I manifest any longer? Because you're used to manifesting in darkness. The darkness would attach to you and get charged up as you're doing that process. So now, typically, that should not even occur because if you bring something in from the darkness, the law of cause and effect, you know, creating your own reality by your thoughts, you're going to bring that energy in here, but it can't stick. Because there's no place for it to stick to, and you're going to go, wow, why isn't my manifestations working? And that's the reason. So we'll just see what happens here. I'm at the release of more of them, but right now this is like a test. So the darkness cannot attach to anything of you. You're still going to be fine. Now, your body, you know, has all the energy in it, but somehow the Earth was still sort of using and having maybe in its dark field, which would also attach to you in a sense. I'm kind of talking loosely here. And so that energy is no longer here. So five of the source energies are disconnected from, inactivated by the planet. Remember, you're still a whole unit, and just because it's not with you doesn't mean that you don't have it already, but you can't make it stick on a hologram. So in other words, saying it a different way, the matrix is disconnected from you. Matrix is used to copy and paste timelines. So we'll just see if anybody out there maybe had some kind of idea they thought about when they were in darkness, and then they try to manifest it, which they normally would do, and it might work really quick and fast for them, and all of a sudden it's not working. You go, wow, what's going on here? You mean I can't do spells on people any longer? That could be one thing. And maybe that's why a lot of the people right now are upset. The news medias and the movie stars and celebrities and all the ones who probably belong to that organization where they hold their two fingers together and the little pinky is out and the index finger's out making the sign of the devil, you know. So that energy probably will not work here any longer. We will see. I can't guarantee that. But like I said, this is a test right now, and we'll see if we have anybody commenting on it. That's the newest thing here, because the darkness was attaching timelines to everything that you had because it had light to hook it into. And now that is taken away, and there's no way you're going to be able to typically have that. I can't guarantee it, but that's what the intention is right now, is to have that so it cannot copy and paste previous timeline on you because it can't stick because there's no energy there for it to stick to. Oh, I guess back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that is very fascinating. And it's so interesting because you already had explained to us that you shut the light off on the planet and why that was attracting less aliens, would attract less aliens, and they'd have less power. And now you've taken out gone deeper into that and taken out the first five of the 12 source energies. So might we today have felt a little out of balance because some timelines we probably weren't even aware of were just disappeared or ripped away from us?
Yeah, they could have been ripped away. And, you know, you live your life, you know, you're not always in the present moment. And so, like, you know how to ride your bike or drive your car, and all of a sudden, some of that information isn't there of what you used to do because the program has left you. But you're trying to grab straws or hang on to something that does no longer exist because it can't be copy and pasted on you. So that could make you feel pretty maybe upset, possibly because your whole life worked and now it's not. And that just allows you to go back into the present moment more. That's up to you.
Great.
But anyway, that's what I perceive. And if I got to take more of them away, they will be. But we'll see. This is like a test. Find out what's going on, maybe some people commenting. And also watch the clouds, because the clouds will tell you how much of the matrix is gone. Hopefully, you're going to be seeing things less. I've actually seen more alien ships right now where I live, a gigantic one. So I don't know. What's going on? Maybe they're trying to do a rescue mission for their brothers and sisters that are here. I don't know. But it is kind of strange. And then I saw tons of cars in parking lots at some of the stores. Typically, the first and the 15th is welfare days, you know, for people getting those subsidy checks. Wow. The checks from the government, et cetera. Hang on, I'm getting some water. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Ron. And you go ahead and have a little water. I wanted to say, I forgot to say at the beginning, if you have any questions for Ron or comments or testimonials about healings, you can click on the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page. Or you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And one more reminder, you're sick of hearing all my announcements, but tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So try to be on our show again at 7 p.m. Pacific time, BBS Radio Station 2 again. And especially if you're new, it's a special night because Ron takes us to the Lightship for physical healing. So I hope you'll all be able to join us.
So the checks would normally come like the 1st and the 15th. And, man, there was like tons of cars. The freeway was full of cars and trucks, and it's just really, really strange. Like they were trying to put out their last gas effort, you know, to do something. And it looked like it was like Black Friday, you know. And it's just really, really strange. I asked a couple of checkers what's going on. They didn't know. They go, man, where's all these people coming from? I think the store was like typically shorthanded, not being able to have that many checkers, you know, because it's just normally they gear up 1st and 15th, I think. So anyway, and that was yesterday. So I guess back to you, Ann. We'll just see if we have any comments. And so for me, they're trying to do the opposite. They're trying to invalidate that, you know, and bring in more clones, more timelines, just for me to see these events, because they want to have me think that nothing is happening. So, but for you guys, it might be completely different. So back to you.
A quick question, Ron. For those of us who enjoy playing the 12 source energy recording that a lot of us have, are we still going to get all that energy when we play that, or?
I have no clue right now. I don't know.
Okay. Might not come back. All right. Well, we'll get the later ones anyway, 6 through 12. Someone wrote, this is good news for those of us who are tired of people that practice negative things in order to get what they want. Yes, it's mind energy.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's a very simple way of putting it.
Yeah.
But shouldn't stick to you now, hopefully. We'll find out. Like, this is a test. We'll see what happens within the next week. I'd love all of your comments if you could say something, you know, give us questions at Yahoo or the fast chat or something, mm-hmm. where we could get more information on what you are experiencing. Thank you, Ann.
Okay. Somebody wrote in to say they feel they're being abducted. Is there some way you could perhaps put our listening audience all in the moment, or, I don't know, make people real or something? That is someone in the process right now possibly of being abducted?
Well, I don't even want to answer that.
Okay.
Maybe because the energy that is talked about, they're maybe trying to, maybe the timelines are being taken away from you, and you feel a void and you think that. Oh, no, I'm not even going to go there with that.
Okay.
Don't know that. The timelines are trying to attach and they can't, or maybe you're trying to think, well, what's wrong with me? I can't feel like I used to do because you worked in mind energy, and the mind energy has nothing to stick to, so your manifestations in the darkness energies is not going to work for you, and you may feel like you're, you know, something's happening to you. But you're going to have to get into the present moment to have your peace. Otherwise, you're going to be frantic and maybe having a lot of problems because you think that you know, your life is going to hell in a handbasket because what used to work for you for your whole life is not going to work any longer. So, you know, it's your choice where you want to be. Back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron, for that. Oh, and another thing I thought of when you were talking about the numbers earlier, you did say one time that, you know, if you're very peaceful and you feel like you're not, the numbers thing is behind you, seeing those numbers on the digital clocks, but you do see it, that it's a good time to put on the Help Enslaved Alien release clearing because maybe you're getting a prompt to some aliens want to get out of here. So that's what I do if I ever see those numbers now. I just put that alien clearing on right away.
That sounds good to me.
Right. Okay, so someone wrote in, regarding five source energies being turned off, I did not notice a lack of ability to manifest or do things. However, I definitely noticed a difference in feeling out of time. The whole day felt timeless and spacious. I am freed up to follow the rhythm of my body.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, so you're already using source energy to manifest with, probably not realizing it. Oh, you're just going to feel more peaceful, and you're going to maybe feel that the space around you could be further apart.
Right.
Away from you, so. I won't say this is happening to everybody. It just depends where you are and what the energy is, but it should be. Oh, well, you know, this is a test. We'll see what happens here. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So on Wednesday's show, you did talk quite a bit about the election and what transpired. Someone wrote in to say, hi, Ron, it was good to hear what you had to say on Wednesday's BBS show about the different political races and the timelines we're all on. It made so much sense to me. My whole life I had a hard time wondering why people would vote for the party. It would not matter who the person was as long as they were Democratic or Republican. I never labeled myself as in a party and just say I would vote for the person. It actually felt good not voting at all this time. So I continue to run timeline crashes to get myself off the Democratic race timelines and the Republican race timelines, and it feels good. Always love your input.
Yeah, so the reason why, you know, I only voted once is because I mentioned that you don't know who to vote for. But going deeper with that, you know, basically you don't want to judge anybody. So when you're voting for somebody and you're judging, then that puts you into the duality and the problem. So that's the bottom line. When you're trying to make a decision in time, then you're judging. That puts you down the rat hole. So you don't want, that's why you have a judgment clearing. That's why you do all the different clearings on the website. So, you know, that's the whole scenario. Don't judge. Back to you.
Right. And someone wrote in, clear and calm. Ron asked how we feel if we're one of the sovereign soldiers. On the Tuesday after the elections, I felt a sense of calm and peace, no fear at all. Any tension I may have felt was gone. I am so thankful for the CLS clearing so I could achieve this neutral state and not get tangled up in the mass matrix and mindset thinking.
Yeah, that's nice. Yes, uh-huh.
Right, peaceful. Someone else wrote in, I, like you, only voted once in my 64 years. Maybe I even walked out. I can't remember. I thought this is insane, voting for somebody I don't know. Also, some 25 years ago, I ditched my digital clock. Those red numbers scared me, followed later by TV and phone. This was even before I knew Creation Lightship. But they got me anyway with the New Age crap and ordination and various initiations, plus a near-death experience. It was, is always said that I'm different as of my early days. I spent and spend most of my time away from people, and I have turned to animals and nature. People also said I don't know how to love, which is true. I find this love energy overrated. I like my peace, and I don't like any restriction. Needless to say, that's not easy. It is not easy for me to be here. Some call me a free spirit. Meeting Ron in private and in his workshop, I finally got feedback have some of these experiences to talk about. Feel grateful and ready to dance to a different beat. Blessings to all.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's this is the only place to to get the answers, Ron. We all appreciate you. So another one person wrote an observation. From last Friday to today, nothing has changed much, as Ron had said it would. Still a lot of traffic and people around. I'm not sure where this person lives in the country. Some websites are blocked, and I couldn't find a parking space to somewhere I had visited previously. My body feels pretty good, though, almost like I lost some weight, which I haven't. I feel like I'm stuck. I've been to lakeside cafes and bought things I really enjoy rather than depriving myself. I feel this inner pressure to weep and cry, unable to release it. I just don't want to do the daily grind. Some of what you discussed on Wednesday regarding the WikiLeaks was disturbing to me, but with all of that, it still feels that nothing can touch me emotionally.
Good.
Right. Okay, and somebody else just sent in, Ron's efforts seem good in that everything seems so clean in the environment. They're saying good energy, so that's good. And someone is asking, so Ron, maybe we need to talk a little bit more about this election, because one listener is writing in that they're concerned or upset about the result of the election, and they want to do timelines, and they're asking what kind of timelines can they do, timeline crashing.
Oh, I see. So this is personal to you, so you're probably upset because somebody else you wanted to be in that isn't there, hypothetically, okay? That's what I would guess it would be. So you need to look at what are you losing, okay? So since, you know, each candidate stood for something, which is what they always do, right, through all elections. So one stands for one thing and somebody stands for somebody else. And most of the time they have some kind of rhetoric, which they never do, but they try to get you hooked. So what's the difference? You might write on a piece of paper what one person stands for and what the other one stands for. And, you know, find out what's going on with you. So maybe I would guess the whole thing with Hillary versus Trump is that you have a Trump offering a change. Okay, everybody could probably agree with that. May not like the guy whatsoever at all. Maybe you think his hair color is the wrong color and it should be brown or black, you know, or something. Or you don't like, you know, his skin color or whatever else, you know, but he's offering a change outside of the political system, okay? Well, maybe you have all these timelines attached to you, corded to you, of rituals and stuff that was put here on this planet a long time ago, and maybe you're dealing with that and not wanting to give it up. One is for change and one isn't for change. So status quo, or just change it into another type of reality. Maybe the timelines that you are living on are being disrupted now, and you don't like that. That's how I would look at that. So you need to look at yourself and look and see, you know, maybe you're afraid to walk out of the box. Maybe you're like the elephant with the chain on it, you know? The old days in the circus, and they take the chain off after the poor elephant keeps walking in a circle and it doesn't move, and it can't get out of its box because it thinks it's still chained up. So maybe you're resisting freedom, which means if you're missing freedom or resisting freedom, that means that you're not at source energy typically, because source energy it has all possibilities. I won't say free will, free choice. I'm not going to use that term any longer. Where, you know, so you're able to get out of the box and be creative. So maybe the box is holding you very tightly and you're afraid of change. And, you know, also look at what the two candidates are offering you. And what if, for instance, I'll switch this. What if it was Trump ended up being a female, and Hillary is a male, okay? So at that point, how do you feel if they were the opposite sex? Okay, you might look at that too, because that's another situation here. They both happen to be, you know, white people. What if they? What if one was, just for instance, I don't know, there's so many races here. I One was maybe Chinese, and one was African or something, you know? How would you vote then? Would that make you decide differently because of the race of the person? So, you know, I would just get back to, you know, it probably would, I would guess. So then you have judgment on that. Remember, you shouldn't be judging. Well, I would look and just see what that is. So the two candidates have a different stance. So you have the people that don't like Trump being elected because he's trying to give you a way out of the box to change things. And the other one is status quo. So, of course, people don't want to have freedom because they've been enslaved for so long. That's how I would look at that. Oh, so timeline crash, being, you know, in the box, you know, being a slave. We'll see if we get other comments from people. That's how I would look at it, because they're both different things. Normally, you don't have that on election. You don't have somebody that's completely rogue coming in, doing something that bucks the whole system to change everything. And this time it did. Well, back to you, Ann. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, yeah. This morning I was remembering that movie Dave with Kevin Klein. Do you remember that movie, Ron?
I don't know.
He's a presidential impersonator, and the president is sick, so they sneak him into the White House and have him pretend he's the president just for photographs. But then the president doesn't get better, and he starts doing things. And he doesn't know anything, so he has to ask a lot of questions, and he calls his friend, who's an accountant, to come and balance the budget. Of course, it's a comedy. But I thought, well, maybe that's how Donald Trump will be, because he isn't experienced, so he'll have to go in and learn and ask questions and dig through and find out how to do things. And hopefully get some smart people around him. And the balance of some people that know how things are done and some people who are willing to do things differently.
Yeah, so what I think it is that normally, you know, whoever you voted for or whatever party, it's the same thing. You know, the two parties are both corrupted anyway, basically. So, you know, you're just kind of leaning more for one than the other. So basically this is, you know, it's a brand new thing out of the box, like you have a new learning experience here. That's how I see it. So the new learning experience is, of course, there could be mistakes being made, but the old way, you know, hasn't worked because it's been corrupted for, since probably the 1800s. So we've got like maybe 200 years plus a little bit maybe of corruption here. Now we can get out of it. So, anyway, that's kind of how I see it. So I wouldn't put too much into anything. If you want to look at yourself being taken and put out of the box that you're in, and this is the way to do that. Otherwise, it'd be the same thing over again. So, same scenario, you know, different face and a little bit of change. And you notice most people who run for office, they talk a lot and nothing happens. They just try to persuade you. So, anyway, we'll just see what happens here.
Right, and also a lot of people are pointing out, which is true, that it's really the state level and local level that you're more affected by than the presidential. And, you know, I know, though, there's a lot of drama right now. A lot of people are on television, like, crying, and there are protests, and people are being hurt at these protests. And
they may not be people.
Okay.
It'd be clones, you know?
Right. Okay.
I'll realize that you're not probably seeing humans there at all. The clones had a program, and now the program that they were running a week ago that they're trying to learn and get data for, fetch data, may not work for them. They're probably very upset because they wasted a lot of time on this here. Maybe the alien handlers for the clones are very upset, too. And hopefully those handlers are no longer here. So back to you.
Okay. So so for people who are concerned, Ron, that maybe, well, I guess what, if you're concerned right now, you're not at peace, and which is the bottom line, like you have, as you always say, we can ask you 1,000 questions, but really the answer is always the same, to be in your body and heart-centered and at peace. So what could people timeline crash or clear on their emotional clearings to get back to center if they've become agitated and upset by this election?
Yep, it's a gift for you. If you're upset, you should be very happy. Now you know what the timeline crash, and now you know what clearing to do. It's a great gift for you because you're, like I said, you're looking at the energy of taking you from being a slave to being out of it, out of slavery. And, you know, they talk about the Republic, so they're trying to bring in, I believe, I couldn't, you know, say this, that is correct, but they're trying to bring in the Constitutional Republic instead of the corporation controlled by England. That's what they're trying to do here. So, you know, you got to do your own research, but, you know, they're trying to come back to the Republic energy, just like the you know, here in California, the California state flag says California Republic. That is the flag of the Republic, which is land jurisdiction. And all the other people are on sea jurisdiction. And so the sea and the land should not even be connected together. They're, it's like water and oil. So once you get your sea jurisdiction away from here, which are the illegal aliens, which would be the attorneys that are contracted out from England being here, okay? So to realize that those are the illegal aliens here because they work for a foreign corporation and they're working here as an agent for that foreign corporation that doesn't exist on the land. So hopefully they'll switch over, pick up land jurisdiction. That's what the whole thing is about, is having this be a republic. And I think every state flag probably has a flag that says, like, New Jersey Republic or Oregon Republic or Florida Republic. That's what it used to be before the corporations came in and took away the land jurisdiction and made you into admiralty law, which is from the sea. Well, anyway, you could do your own research, but that's why you have a birth certificate, B-E-R-T-H, as a ship, and your car is a vessel, but they changed it to vehicle. Well, when you do some research, you may realize, wow, I'm living in a different jurisdiction that is not supposed to be here, and the words are almost identical, and you just need to research that yourself to find out about land jurisdiction as being an American living on this continent, but not living in a corporation that has an of in it, okay? So anyway, people don't understand it. And, you know, you're looking at freedom versus slavery. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. One listener wants to know, is Donald Trump a clone?
Won't comment on that one.
Okay.
I never comment on people being a clone.
Okay. And then another, so I think that we do have people, and I hope that, they're really listening to what Ron is saying tonight, and you can hear this call soon. BBS is very good about posting these, and you can always listen to these archives again. Sometimes there's Ron packs so much into what he's telling us that it's hard to take it all in, but he really has explained a lot tonight. So it might be helpful for a lot of people to listen to this show again, as well as last Wednesday's show and last Friday. You also explained a lot of things. And I think that's, you know, really helpful, especially if you're, you know, upset or whatever about this. Okay. So we have another email, Ron, from someone who is a sovereign soldier. And he says, a brief question. I was physically assaulted today at work. Now, this was actually quite it was the 8th, actually, that he sent this email, by a colleague. Not so serious, but it was traumatic. I was wondering if there's actually a dangerous time now when the remnants of the dark forces will get even more vicious, like cornered rats. And I wonder if this guy was a clone and they might start to malfunction and go nuts, etc. Just a thought. Sorry, it's not a happy one. I called up to my unit for protection. Thank you.
I guess anything is possible. That happened a few days ago. Maybe it won't happen this time.
Yeah.
The energy changes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate that that person, you know, had to go through that. But okay. And somebody just sent in, give up bad for good. Yes, some people have no part in each other's lives and don't live with each other because they're afraid of acceptance and giving up manipulation and are in shock. I would say probably all of that is true. I agree. I mean, okay, someone wrote, I am not an American. To be an elephant chained in the box is the contrary to everything you said. It reminds me of how many Jewish people were killed in World War II when the Germans called on people to tell people where they hide. So I'm not quite sure. No, I know that that happened. A lot of people sort of ratted out Jewish people who were then killed. So I'm not quite sure what correlation this listener's making. Maybe you can write in again so that we understand what you mean there. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, we're getting people are quite upset. Okay, someone said, I was told that when Trump wears a red tie, it's the clone Trump, and the blue tie is the real Trump. So maybe we can pay attention to that, listeners. Ron is not going to get into that. And so, Ron, I know you don't really watch the news much, but what people, you know, someone is writing in again about Donald Trump and upset and angry. He did say a lot of crude things. Are you aware of that? And I think that's what people are concerned about.
But it doesn't matter.
You know? Right.
Because it's pushing your button of what he said that was crude, okay? So
right.
That means that you have something inside of you to have that button pushed. That's a gift. A wonderful gift for you.
Right.
He's exposing something that you need to get released from yourself. Remember, the bottom line is don't judge. So now you're judging a comment that he made that has offended you. So, wonderful. Do a clearing. He's giving you the wonderful gift of you looking at yourself because you have judgment there. Just release it. Do a clearing to get it out. Do maybe, you know, if it's a big one, if you're really upset, maybe do 5,000 timeline crashes on it. On what whole lifetime clearing would help you. And do the whole lifetime clearing. Oh, back to you.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right. So even me saying that I thought things he said were crude, that was a judgment on my part. And if he said things that bother me, then I need to clear them myself.
Yeah, because it's personal to you. So you have black energy there. That
right.
Might even kill you. Maybe it's saving your life. Because you can release his blocked energy now that you knew nothing about until he made a comment. Oh, he's saving your life for you. Do some clearing to get the blocked energy released.
Okay. That's great, Ron. That's really great. And again, as I said earlier, the answer is always to remain peaceful. And if you're being upset by somebody's words, then you're not at peace. Okay, a listener, Ron, has a question that might help a lot of other listeners to have this information. They're planning to attend the pin removal call on November 19th, and they want to know if, in this case, if she pays the $20 per adult, are her children, animals, and plants free?
Well, I don't know about, probably not. I don't think so on that one. Animals would be, and pets and plants, but I think, you know, the children, you know, if they're like toddlers or maybe under 10 years of age, probably no problem. But if they're above that, then, you know, just, you know, pay for them. There's a lot of energy on my part that all runs through me, so I don't want to be taken advantage of. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. That's great information. Someone is asking, is the Earth in alignment?
Yep, no problem.
Great. But thank you, listener, because Ron did ask us to keep asking him. Okay. Someone wrote in, I work in a mortuary. I'm not an embalmer. I'm a funeral arranger. Are the aliens still taking people's spirits when they die after all that has taken place? I guess since we've made so much headway, have they stopped taking people's spirits?
Since what I worked on last night, I'm not sure. If you would have asked me that question yesterday, I would say yes. Right now, I'm just not sure. Like I said, this is a test, and you know, I'll know more in a week, and so will you, about how your life is changing. Remember, you're going to probably go through, you've been doing your clearings and your timeline crashing, and you've been a listener for quite a while, and you're keeping up, doing stuff, not just doing something once when you feel like it, but if you're dedicated, you're doing your clearings, you should be feeling wonderful. If you're not, you might be going through an emotional roller coaster ride because your life was working on duality. So you listen to the programs. So having difficulties, it's only because probably going to be having duality in you. So, you know, see what happens in the next week as the stuff starts to get released from you, because you may have troubles dealing with it. Not understanding. I'm not going to say that you won't be in battles or anything, but you're going to find yourself being maybe more peaceful as this energy kind of connects with you. And the aliens maybe really wanted you, and they have a lot of cords on you, and they're still trying to, you know, pull you into the darkness. So it may take a little while for those things to leave you. But for a person who's not involved with maybe battling the aliens and stuff, then you may wonder why your life isn't working, because you're so used to using, you know, the law of cause and effect to create your reality. That energy now probably will not work for you. So you're going to be frustrated because you were using a system that was corrupted, and now it's no longer going to be available for you. So we'll just see what happens in the next week. Now, I would guess that most people on the planet will feel probably pretty upset. And you might see more people trying to riot because they know that they don't have that energy any longer, and they're trying to fight to get back into it. So they're trying to get a lot of energy out there by fighting, and the aliens want to steal that energy, so that's what they're doing. It'll make it worse before it gets better. If you feel like you're lost, disconnected, that's because the mind energy is no longer going to control you as much as what it did before. Back to you. Remember, this is a test. You'll find out more in a week.
That is such great news, Ron. And I was reading something today, actually about an actress. And at the end, it said something about writing affirmations. So I'm sure that, as so many people do, she's using, like, the law of attraction affirmations, trying to get what she wants. And I thought, oh, that just sounds so exhausting. You know, and it's so great to be free of that when you figure out that all of that mind energy, you know, isn't good for you or anyone, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, well, it's a battle of the minds, you know?
Yeah.
It's a battle of the minds. So you're battling other people to try to get what you want. Now, that can be very tiring, but people are used to that. And so, well, it's life in the big city. Hopefully it'll change. So back to you.
Okay, we just got a comment in. Today was different, but good. I was in the moment and very creative today. Found different sizes of pine cones that I feel are nature's perfect artwork. I was making crafts. It felt very nice. It was freedom.
Yeah, that's good. So that person is very lucky that they're probably able to find pine cones, you know? You know, I can remember hearing somebody talking about, they asked a question to, will they be gardeners or first graders or something like that, you know, where milk comes from. And the kids said, well, you get it at the grocery store in the container, you know. They didn't realize that milk came from a cow. So anyway, so you're very lucky that you're able to be in nature, sounds like to me, to experience less people, where they're not connecting to you and giving you all that mind energy, and you're able to be at peace. Like I said, you know, everybody wants that vacation to have 1 or 2 weeks a year to kind of recharge up, to go to their favorite location. There's so many people now, you know, you probably pitch your tent and find your neighbor next to you. That can be very disconcerting. So anyway, especially if you have that dog that barks at night, you know. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, and can you, we've talked about this a lot, but can you just go over again getting guidance from something outside of you, like a voice or a guide or something that seems to be telling you what to do?
That's all entities. Entities and darkness trying to connect to you in whatever way it can. Remember, they don't come to you many different ways. So you don't want to go outside of yourself. Because when you go outside of yourself, then you're in mind energy, and your spirit is no longer connected to you as far as, you know, helping you. So you need to be in the present moment. That's why I do the mind-to-heart drop. So you're connected with your own particular energy. That's your spirit. It's up to you what you want to choose. If you want to listen to something talking to you to give you guidance, or its guidance for you, it's control. Remember, you're on the control situation there of having somebody tell you what to do. So if you like that, then you know that's your choice. But you're not using spirit energy, which is in the present moment, to give you information, to help you out, to make your body understand something. Oh, you're losing, in a sense, your body intelligence by somebody trying to school you, talk to you, or whatever. Oh, you know, but that's the way it's been here, you know, for quite a long time. Oh, back to you.
Right. Okay. Someone wrote, thanks so much, Ron, for doing what you did. I'm so over it all.
Yep, just don't judge, you know. And know that whatever you're seeing, you watch, you know, the TV or radio or news or whatever, just tell those people that are having a problem, a situation, they're afraid to get out of the box. And maybe their handlers don't want them to, so they're crying a lot and having troubles and problems. And maybe they're not even real. So you listen to the people that very possibly could be, you know, cloned bodies, 100% clones, and you know, they're upset because their program is gone. They're very simple programs, and their program is gone. They don't know what to do next, and they're afraid because they don't have that spirit energy to connect with to them to be able to work. All they have is mind energy, which is programs, and all of a sudden now those programs are being dissolved. Well, of course, they're probably going to be upset. What are they going to do next? So, back to you.
Ron, are we losing our labels of, like, our, you know, even like our race, our gender, our sexual orientation, our nationalities, things that we're used to being to identify with, and would we be better off just considering ourselves human and not worry so much, well, and I'm a woman, you know, or I'm an Hispanic man, just let all that go?
I don't think of that at all myself. I don't know. Does it make any difference? You know, it's just me that, you know, I don't relate to any of that.
Yeah, and I think people are very invested in a lot of those labels of who they are. And a lot of that maybe is what's coming to an end now. But it doesn't seem like it.
So why, now some people like that. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't consider any of that or have that have power over me.
Right. Okay, Ron, well, it's 8 o'clock. I don't know if we have a little extra time tonight and you want to keep going or...
We can go for a few minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and we'll...
Okay. Is there any sample clearing you can think of that would be good for us tonight?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were going to bring something up.
How about, in case we, you know, need it, the closing of our crown chakras? Is that something you could do?
Okay, here we go. So... Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go.
And,
so that can help.
Okay. And maybe, you know, just to reiterate, we don't want, Okay. So, this is an interesting thing. I don't know if you'll have any input to this. Why isn't the border situation removed, just like happened in Europe? Isn't it ridiculous to do this to people? Nobody owns this planet. Nobody belongs to anywhere on this planet. We are all here to experience life on this planet on a temporary basis, and look what we are doing. We are not America or Germany or our name or anything like that. I think that's basically what you were just saying, right, Ron?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so thank you, listener. I would agree there. okay. So I think we're done, Ron, if you want to just do the mind-to-heart drop, which I think will be very good for everyone. And I'll just remind everybody that tomorrow at 1 p.m., it's the 4-hour Ascension call. And in addition to, I think it's 6 glasses of water Ron will charge for us during the call, you can also have 7 bottles of water ready to be charged to drink through the whole week. And the light being, or light energy water, is really, really wonderful to experience. You want to say anything else about tomorrow's call, Ron?
Oh, get on it. Very nice call. It's 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. It's a great call. Do water charging, you know, like you're saying, you know, 7 containers of water. Oh, remember, if you're having difficulties with the election or anything else, then look at yourself. I don't know why you're having difficulties with it. You can't fix the news media or anybody else that you read in text or anything else. Remember, most people believe that once it's in text, it's 100% correct because somebody printed it. So the words and the keywords in there. That makes it real. You know, or you see somebody on TV talking on the news and they're upset, so, and you get upset too because you're on their timeline. Why would you want to be on their timeline? They're dragging you into their timeline. So, you know, it's a great gift. Watch something and you get upset, like I said, even like watching movies and things, then they're out of you. But they're saving your life. You're not saving theirs, but they're saving yours because they're making you react. But the whole thing is non-judgment. Oh, here we go. And if you did vote and you're upset now because, you know, you wanted the other lady versus the man, then that means that you're probably hooked into that timeline of that party, of what they believe, of what they're doing, how their life is, you know, how they're living their life, etc. and you're hooked into that. Oh, I'd be upset with that myself, you know. Wow. I won't get into it any further. You know, you got a past life of darkness, you know, dealing with stuff that they're dealing with that you heard about and you don't like it, and that's inside of you. Oh, here we go. Releasing energies from you right now and bringing in the mind-to-heart drop. When you're in peace, none of this exists to you. You're at peace, so we got to hand your spirit out loud to do this for you. So this is the mind-to-heart drop to bring you into peace, and you're going to be in zero time on the alien timelines that they gave you. So time has stopped for you. But here we go. To say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Here we go. Counting 10 to 1 backwards three times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 and 1. Everybody, hopefully you're peaceful. And all that we've talked about on the program will mean nothing to you because now you're in peace. And when you're in peace, that's where you want to be. Oh, leave your TV off for a while. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.